Hi there. The word for you today is renew your mind with God's word. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul writes, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Look, the most important thing that you can do every day is renew your mind with God's word. When you get that right, everything else will begin to fall into place for you. You'll think and act differently, and you'll get different results. Do you remember the old TV series, The Beverly Hillbillies? What made the show so interesting is that Jed and his family had been set free from their past, a life of poverty back in the Ozarks. But even after they moved to California's Beverly Hills, they continued their old hillbilly ways and mindset. Their location had changed, but their mindset hadn't. The same was true of the Israelites. They had a slave mentality. Even though they were free and God was providing their every need, the moment a problem came up, they wanted to go back to Egypt. They couldn't enter tomorrow because they were still carrying the baggage of yesterday. Let me read the scripture to you from Hebrews 4 verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. You say, but aren't God's promises guaranteed? Yes, if you do what he says. For example, God has promised to bless you financially if you tithe and sow generously into his kingdom. He's promised to direct your path if you acknowledge him in all your ways. He's promised to forgive you if you forgive others. You only, quote, prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God by doing what the first part of the scripture says, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, the word for you today is renew your mind each day with God's word.